This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. It's looking more and more likely that the federal government will shut down at midnight. And that's frustrating to many Coloradans, including Travis Gray of Castle Rock. He's an unaffiliated voter who's fed up with Washington.
The extremists on either side are the ones that have the platform. You know, any of the moderates are just kind of pushed out. And yeah, there's no team building. There's no consensus on either side. It's as defunct and inefficient as it can get.
Colorado is home to 38,000 federal workers and around 12,000 active duty military personnel. The CU football team has another big game today. They host top 10 powerhouse, the University of Southern California. And CU officials are telling fans, if the Buffs win, stay off the field. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
Athletic Director Rick George sent an email that urges them to behave during and after football games. That includes the practice of rushing the field when their team wins. Fans stormed the field after each of CU's first two home wins. George says that puts players, coaches, staff, and other fans in danger. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Coors Beer is turning 150 and will celebrate with a street festival today in Golden with live music, games, and food vendors. Coors reported its best quarter since 2005 last month. Industry experts say part of that is due to new customers who dropped Bud Light after that brand associated itself with LGBTQ causes. This is CPR News and KRCC.